Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter, and I was doing some studying. I came across a devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. Hopefully, this brings y'all encouragement during this time and hope and strength. Devotional title is Walk with God. Author is Billy Graham. And the scripture reading for this devotional is Psalms 101:6. Oh, I guess I should flip to that page, right? I think they use a, I like using the King James, let's see, version. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and they may dwell with me. He that walk in a perfect way, he shall serve me. That was Psalm 101:6. Walk with God as Noah did. When the flood came, Noah was saved amidst the scowl and the rejection of his neighbors. Walk with God as Moses did in the solitude of the desert. When the hour of judgment fell on Egypt, Moses was prepared to lead his people to victory. Walk with God as David did as a shepherd boy. When he was called to rule his people, he was prepared for the task of kingship. Walk with God as Daniel and his three young friends did. In the palace, the Babylon king, when the fiery furnace in the lion's den came, God was beside them and delivered them. No, God didn't always deliver his saints from adversaries or even death, nor does he today. But because they have learned to trust him in the light, they were prepared to follow him into the darkness. God has not promised to deliver us from troubles, but he has promised to go with us through the troubles. We look at Psalms 24. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And the hope for day is tempting to look at men and women in Scripture and think they were superhuman, ultimate, holy. The same guy who walked with him walks with us. We just need to remain faithful in knowing his eyes are on us. And this is me speaking now, as we go out into the world and all the troubles that hits us, and the Bible tells it rains on the just and the unjust, we have a hope within us, and that is, as long as we're walking with God and giving the whole situation to him, there should be a peace and calm about us through any situations that we're having today, or through the week, or through the months, or through the years. I just want to tell you, I love you guys. You can send me a message on my website if you need our prayer requests, and I'll be in contact. I will definitely add you to my prayer list. Love you guys. Y'all have a good week. Bye.